The Water Values Podcast, Session 44.
Welcome to the Water Values Podcast. This is the podcast dedicated to water utilities, resources, treatment, reuse, and all things water. Now here's your host, Dave McGimsey.
Hello and welcome to 2015 and to another session of the Water Values Podcast. As Joey said, I'm Dave McGimsey. Thank you so much for listening. While downloads were down over the holidays due to a podcasting break, we still had a bunch of downloads. And on surprising days too, like a bunch on Christmas Day, you guys amaze me. And I just want you to know that you're very appreciated. Well, I got a great email from one of you, but I'm going to have to share that on a future podcast. We don't have time today to get into that because I wanted to bring you the full interview with Mayor Ed Pawlowski of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mayor Pawlowski discusses in detail a number of issues surrounding the landmark P3 agreement Allentown entered into for its water and sewer utilities. For the chief executive of a municipality to understand the P3 arrangement in as much detail as he does, it's very impressive, and I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to the mayor talk about why and how Allentown decided to enter into a P3 for its water and sewer utilities. With that said, let's get on with it. Open the valves, fasten your seatbelts, and here we go. Well, Mayor Pawlowski, thanks very much for coming on to the Water Values Podcast. Greatly appreciate your time. To start off, could you tell us a little about yourself and about Allentown, Pennsylvania in general?
Well, I'm mayor in my third term. I just got reelected to my third term as mayor. I've been mayor since 2006. Seen a lot of changes here in the city. When we first came into office, the city was in real dire shape. We were literally on the brink of bankruptcy. We would have been another Detroit, another statistic of a failed Rust Belt city. But we've been able to turn things around here. We've gone from multi-million dollar deficits. We now have multi-million dollar surpluses. We've been able to solve our pension problem. I think we're the only one in the state, maybe one of the few, if not the only one in the country, that now is a fully funded pension of a mid-sized city. Our employment rate is unemployment rate is down about 4 points. We have about 4,000 new jobs coming into